The 6-2 ruling came in the case of a Kenosha woman serving a 4-year sentence for drunken driving. She challenged a county court's decision that found her unfit to care for her 6-year-old son simply because she was locked up. The high court ruled that social service officials must take into account other factors, such as the nature of her crime and her relationship with her child. In this case, the woman had never been accused of child neglect before and had begun counseling in prison for her drinking problem. Her attorney, Joseph Voylin, says the ruling will prevent courts from discriminating against single mothers.
Normally, if a father is imprisoned, well, he doesn't have his parental rights terminated. The mother takes care of the children when he's there. So the way that the system was working was having a disparate impact on single mothers. And we said you need to look at whether the mother really is the best person to raise the child in the future.
Justices Wilcox and Prosser disagreed with the court's majority decision. Wilcox says it will create a separate class of children who will have to wait in foster care while their mother finishes her sentence. But Voylin disagrees. He says it simply requires the court to look carefully at each individual case and not break up a family when it's not necessary.
The judge needs to look at who the parent is as an individual. Need to look at the way the parent is attempting to or has in the past raised her children, and can't just look at the amount of time that the parent has gone.
It's not immediately clear in this case if and when the woman, known only as Jody W., will regain custody of her son. She is no longer in prison, but her son is still in foster care. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.